Wilder Fury 2 this weekend. We got a heated presser yesterday that involved your mama, so we know that this is going to get spicy. It's Spain and Company, ESPN Radio, ESPN App, Sirius XM Channel 80, Sarah Spain, Clinton Yates. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and joining us now on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line to break down the fight, boxing legend and six-time world champ Sugar Ray Leonard. Thanks so much for making time for us.
Thank you.
So a lot of people are hyping this fight as something that will bring even the casual boxing fan back to the ring. So tell me, why is this such a marquee fight?
Because of the first fight. I mean, this fight here is kind of a, you pick them, you know. It depends on who you ask will win the fight. Both guys, big, massive heavyweights, big heart, durable chin, and they want to win bad because what's at stake is so priceless.
Sugar, can you explain what that means in terms of for guys like this coming into a fight of this importance, even if it's not necessarily from the, according to Hoyle, sports world a big deal? In the boxing world, it is a big deal. You fought in a ton of huge fights. What is the mentality like for guys like this at this stage leading up to the bout?
It's bragging. I mean, it's like bragging points. It's like, you know, you talk trash, you back it up. And both guys have talked tons of trash, so they have to back it up. That's what it's all about.
But, Sugar, not just bragging points, actual money, right? I mean, the amount of money that can be gained from having this be a good, highly contested fight, from getting a big win in terms of payroll going forward for future fights and matchups, right?
But you got to perform. You got to show them that what you're worth. You can talk all the trash in the world, and they both deserve to talk all the trash in the world because I've been impressed, particularly from the first fight. They show heart. They show more than heart. They show that they belong. And this is it. Saturday is it. That's when it all goes down to one winner.
What are you looking for from a punching standpoint? You got Deontay who hits hard with that left jab and then comes through with the right. You know, you got Fury who is a pretty stand-up guy. What are you looking for from an actual fight standpoint for those who otherwise don't know what they're looking at?
I see this, I mean, with Deontay. Deontay has not just knockout power, but killer power. With that right hand that he throws, and he times it, that speaks for itself. With Tyson Fury, I mean, he along with Wilder impressed me when they both got knocked down, and they got back up, and they were composed, they were okay. And even if they weren't okay, but they also, they presented themselves like, I'm not finished. That was just a knockdown. That was not the fight. It's these
talking
little
boxing
things that I see in these guys that, you know, it makes me want to see the fight. I want to watch the fight.
Boxing legend Sugar Ray Leonard with us here on Spain and Company. Wilder Fury 2 is a 9 p.m. Eastern Saturday on ESPN+. You mentioned that last match a little bit over a year ago. Fury thought he won because he was the better boxer for long stretches. Wilder thought he won because of those two knockdowns. Did you watch that fight, and did you walk away thinking that a draw was the right call?
I can understand that. I mean, it was just that close. It was like when I fought Roberto Duran, the first fight back in June of 1980, it was that close that, you know, you kind of pick them, but I felt Duran won the fight. I don't know which one of these guys will say he won, the other guy won the fight, but it was that close of a fight. And the knockdowns, you know, it made things a little bit more difficult to score.
What is it like psychologically to not necessarily lose that fight in that sort of a manner, but not to win? You know what I mean? Like, you know, like I said, you've been in a lot of big spots, and you don't always necessarily knock somebody out, and you certainly don't always win the cards. What happens to a fighter in this big of a spot when the result doesn't go the way you want, and you're thinking about it psychologically?
That's a very good question, because that's what the public and the fans don't realize. It's like when I lost, it's like, oh, you know, we okayed around our guys and other fans. Okay, because they want to say, hey, champion, you won the fight. You know, I thought you did more. You should have got the decision. You should have this. But when we're by ourselves, that hurts. It really, it's painful. Mentally, spiritually painful. There's a lot right on the. It's a lot on the line for these guys, both of the guys, and a win is it. That's what it's all about, winning.
Spain and Company on ESPN Radio, ESPN app. Sarah Spain, Clinton Yates. We're talking to six-time world champ Sugar Ray Leonard ahead of Wilder Fury 2. You know, you mentioned all the trash talking, but we also have heard that Wilder literally reached out to Tyson Fury during his issues with mental health and drugs. He was overweight. Do you believe that there's really love lost between these two, or is that sort of performative for the presser?
No.
And deep down they're kind of on the same side?
It's real. It's real. I would say it's real because, I can compare this to my fights or my relationship with Roberto Duran. I used to hate that son of a... Yeah, I did. I used to hate him. And although hate's a bad word, you know, when I got to know him, because when the fight's over, really, when the fight is over, and depending upon who won the fight, it's tough. But then again, we embrace each other for the most part. We say, good fight, good fight. And we also mean it at that time. No, it's real. This is all real stuff.
Well, to that point, do you think that the respect levels that these two boxers show for each other is going to matter in terms of what Sarah alluded to earlier, how the boxing and the general sports world views this? We've got mixed martial arts where guys are out here dissing each other hardcore. I think a lot of people feel that boxing is maybe in a different lane in terms of how people talk to each other. How do you think their interaction is going to matter to how everybody views this who isn't necessarily huge on boxing already?
Trust me, there is respect. There's mutual respect. These two guys, I mean, again, they are champions or top-notch guys. They want to win. They got to talk the talk. There's respect. No question about that. And the first round, I think it's going to be kind of a feeling-out process, a little bit more instinctive, too. I mean, because the fight is all about who's ready, who's composed, who's going to keep their stuff together, and who's going to follow through with the tactics. It's all about, and that's it. And one thing comes to mind is the jab. The simplest punch, but yet the most important punch, the most significant punch, is the use of the jab to set things up.
It's Spain and Company. We're talking to boxing legend Sugar Ray Leonard. Is there a guy whose style you like better? If you were going to predict what happened, if they both came in and followed through with their game plan heading into the fight, is there one that you'd give the edge to?
You know, that's a good question. But it's like, you know, you got Fury, a massive, big, huge guy who can move his body, who can slip and slide, who has a jab, good jab. And then we have Deontay, the Wilder. He drops that bomb on you. It's over. He says, well, he always talk about, what's that, bomb squad, something like that.
Yeah.
He is one of the biggest punchers in the division.
Yeah, so what are your fight plans? Let me ask you, Sugar, though. What are your flight plans? What do you do for the fight? I need to know your setup. I need to know who you're with. What's going on for the champ?
You know what? This is so great for boxing fans. Is the fact that, again, you pick who you think is going to win the fight, but don't bet your house. You know, don't bet your car. This is one of those fights that takes place the first punch. Look out for the first punch. Look who walks into that ring with the utmost confidence. Not BS, but walks into that ring and know where they are and know what time it is.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and we really appreciate you stopping by to give us your insight. Sugar Ray, thanks.
All right, guys. Thank you.